Next week, KSFC will air a four-part series that focuses on preparing for getting older. We're calling it Plan Well, Age Well. The programs will air from 10 to 11 a.m. next Tuesday through Friday on KSFC. That's 91.9 in Spokane, 100.3 in Coeur d'Alene. Our partners in this project are members of the Spokane Elder Resource Team. Their professionals will be in our studios each day answering my questions and yours. The idea is if you think ahead and plan for retirement and other important events, that your later years can be full of joy rather than angst. Our first program will focus on family dynamics, particularly in cases involving parents who are aging and infirm. We'll be joined by Becky Tiller and Gail Goler. Goler has written a book, Coming of Age with Aging Parents, The Bungles, Battles, and Blessings. She and her late husband, John, cared for their parents in their final years, and then Gail cared for John during his time with Alzheimer's. Becky Tiller owns a geriatric care company.
Generally, people come to me when they're oftentimes in crisis, and they need to have some direction as far as what needs to be done. Do we keep mom and dad in the home? Do we need to find placement? Do we need to have care come into the home? When is it time to place? All those difficult decisions that people face as we age.
It's a crapshoot, and we return to the family in the mindset that we left the family, right? And it's all about perception. It's all about perception. Mom liked you better than she liked me, da 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 da. So we carry that in. We look adult, but we act like we were like when we were in the family, you know. We take on those roles again.
The conflict comes out when a parent is aging, when they're ill, when they're starting to get a dementing illness. This is when you start to see the dynamics of the family come out, good or bad. You know, some people really rally around the family, and that's what I was blessed with my family, and others really do start to fall apart, and especially if there's money involved.
And so communication becomes absolutely imperative to, you know, what are the expectations, what did you commit to doing, mm-hmm. and trying to balance the roles that come to play. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that is really a sticky wicket is to be able to confront someone, a sibling, and say, you know, you said you'd mow the lawn when you came from in out of town. And that out of town experience is totally different because mm-hmm. you get to go away and pretend like it isn't there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the family dynamics, the perceptual fields, and the expectations just mm-hmm. collide.
I oftentimes have to say to the family, too, it's not about you. You know, we have to keep our eye on who this is about, and it's mom or dad.
Becky Tiller and Gail Goler will join us on Tuesday, April 10th. On Wednesday, we'll turn our attention to senior living and elder law issues. Kathy Bryant is a real estate specialist for seniors in Spokane. Years ago, she was looking for a safer place for her mother to live, but mom repeatedly said no to the options she presented.
I just kind of threw my hands up and said, Mom, you're on your own. I went back to my office and I thought, wow, I can't help my mom move. This is what I do for a living, is help people move. And I realized it was all about me. It wasn't about my mom. It was about me and my fears, not my mom's fears.
So she went to work and learned more about the senior housing options available. Meanwhile, her mother eventually realized it was time for her to give up her apartment, and she opened up to a search for a new place to live.
And to this day, she is living in a retirement community. She's still completely independent. She's 90 years old, and she's living an amazing life.
Now Bryant counsels families that go through the same issues she and her mother navigated.
It's all about being proactive and helping them figure out what's the first step and how are we going to get from point A to point B without everybody stressing out, you know, and just throwing up their hands and saying, forget it, I'm not going to do anything.
Like the others in this story, Lynn St. Louis got to working with seniors because of her personal experience. In her case, her father had a stroke. When she began her legal career about 30 years ago, she says she was a litigator, but decided after caring for her father to become an elder law attorney.
We focus on care, number one, and focus on how that care is going to be delivered. What resources can we bring in? Not just resources to pay for the care, but other people in the community that can help.
She says that might mean hiring someone like Becky Tiller to oversee the details of that care. Meanwhile, St. Louis helps with legal documents, such as wills and durable powers of attorney. You might consider those documents only important near the end of life, but St. Louis urges even young adults to think about getting their affairs in order.
If you are in your 20s and you just got married and maybe you have children, it's critical that you have in place documents to protect your family. And there are, of course, many stories that have been told about people that didn't do that. Mom and dad died. The children now, who do they go to? Because there's been no direction.
Lynn St. Louis and Kathy Bryant will be our guests on Wednesday, April 11th. On Thursday, we'll turn our attention to financial planning. We'll be joined by Daria Brown, a CPA, who will talk about how the new federal tax law changes affect financial and Social Security planning. Financial planner Dustin Alberry will also be with us. Alberry encourages young people to start their planning early, but he says the process becomes more crucial as people hit their 50s and start to think about sweet freedom, and they ask those big life questions.
First one, can I retire? That's the generic question everybody asks, and you know, with some numbers and computer help, it's a pretty easy thing to figure out. People just don't take the time to do it. And we're more of an accountability kind of coach. It's easy for us to kind of sift through all that other minutia that they're trying to get through to retire. So we just build that outline, that plan, and then start connecting the dots and chipping away at it.
Sometimes Alberry says he has to break the bad news. You don't have the money to retire yet, or
retirement might not look the way they intend it to look. And that's the picture we want to start creating for people. Okay, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. And then, you know, it's life related, and life is a pretty ugly thing sometimes. You know, there's divorce, there's death, there's all those sorts of things, and we deal with that quite a bit. So just managing life.
Dustin Alberry and Daria Brown will join us Thursday, April 12th. On Friday, we'll delve into long-term care and Medicare with two specialists, Joel Ferris with long-term care and Dennis Fletcher with Medicare. Like the others we've talked to, Ferris got into this business in part because of an experience with family. In his case, his mother needed custodial care for more than 2 years.
There's a lot of crisis management can happen if you don't have a plan in place. And also, you have to figure out how you're going to pay for it. Where's that money going to come from? If you don't have a good plan in place, it could really disrupt your retirement plan. So that's why it's important to have something in the form of like some sort of insurance to help mitigate that risk.
Ferris recommends people begin considering long-term care insurance in their 50s when they update their other life documents. He says they have several options. They start with in-home care.
But there's also assisted living, of course, and nursing care. Now, if you have a plan in place, your likelihood of needing nursing care is greatly reduced. And that's what really the goal is to have maximize your wellness going forward in your life so you don't have to worry about just jumping into nursing care at end of life.
One of the related issues seniors deal with is Medicare. That's the federal health plan, mostly for those 65 and older. Dennis Fletcher is head of a Spokane Valley financial group which sells the various Medicare plans. He says they can be intimidating at first, but easier to understand when they're explained.
Medicare is made up of four parts. Within those parts, you'll find all the plans. So when people talk about Medicare Part A, that would be your hospitalization, and Medicare Part B would be your doctors. Those are the two elements that really make up of Medicare. You'll find your plans in Medicare Advantage, which is considered Part C, and then you'll find your drug plans in Part D, obviously Part D for drugs, okay? And then you'll have Medicare supplements plans out there in the universe somewhere, which really doesn't have a letter to it.
Fletcher says how much you pay for your Medicare policies depends on your situation and your income. Unlike some of these other issues we've mentioned, he says people don't need to start early when they think about Medicare.
Usually 6 months before they turn 65. If they decide to work longer, that's fine. They really need to see a licensed Medicare insurance agent because to let them decide whether they will stay with Part B or need to buy Part B or decline Part B, you know, something in that respect.
Dennis Fletcher and Joel Ferris will join us for the final program in their Live Well, Age Well series. It will run next Tuesday through Friday, that's April 10th through the 13th, from 10 to 11 a.m. on KSSC 91.9 in Spokane, 100.3 in Coeur d'Alene. Inland Journalist, Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. Podcasts of the program are available at SpokanePublicRadio.org. You can send your comments to InlandJournal@kpbx.org, or you can leave a message on our listener line at 509-232-6904. Thank you for your support of Inland Journal and of Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik.